What's up, Deronies? Welcome back to another episode of Fitness, the other F word. As you can see, we're still here in Studio Havana.
Hola. Yep. A lot of taxis outside.
Yes.
And
Fidel Castro is super busy right now.
Hey, Fidel Castro reference on this show. Might as well.
We're going to throw it all in today.
Surprised we didn't say that last week when you said we're from Havana.
I know. I forgot. He's the leader.
The leader.
Education.
Yeah.
Anyway, I am your co-host, Summer Lee, a.k.a. Gorilla Monsoon. I have here my co-host, Aaron Sakai, a.k.a. Mean Gene Okerlund.
Really? Interesting. I was not expecting that.
I figured because we're behind the mics, you know, it almost has that kind of WWF feel.
Isn't she great, everyone? Huh? Isn't that something? A wrestling reference from a woman.
Hey, there's some of us out there, okay?
I don't know who they are.
There's two of us.
Well, and that just got me to say shout out to Mrs. Drizzy, the number one fan of this show. And let's just say we had a talk about you before we started.
Yeah, we did.
Every time we start this show, before we start it, it gets very draining and tiring and annoying. But not so much this week because we talked about the one known as at Mrs. Drizzy. And you may get a clip of why after this is done.
Behind the scenes.
Shout out to our not sponsors, the Cereal School. First we had protein water, now we have Cereal School, and this is cereal. This is 100 calories a bag.
Portion control.
Sugar-free, 1 gram net carb.
Low in sugar, gang.
I guess we need to get into what net carbs is another
yes,
moment
that's,
here.
Yes, that's TBD.
Right. It's fruity.
That's the flavor.
That sums up a lot going on in the last. And what else we got here? We got fiber in here? No, we don't have any fiber. Oh, this is berries. Sorry.
Yeah.
Fruity berries. Two flavors. Shout out our not sponsor. Can we get on this? What is this? It's the Cereal School? That's the name of this brand?
Yes. Okay. The brand is the Cereal School.
All right.
If you need like a cereal fix, but not the blood sugar issues.
All right. Yeah. So it's sugar-free cereal.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, just keep it coming with these oddball
weird
products.
Weird quote-unquote food.
Where does one purchase the Cereal School?
That is only purchased online, unfortunately. So you do have to go to
thecerealschool.com. Oh, you have to go direct to these guys.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, shout out extra effort. All right, what are we talking about today, this week?
Okay. Well, first of all, before we get into the topic, I did want to say something more broadly. Actually, for you, Aaron, that I just want to let you know, I thought that was a great job what you did with the entire political series, because at this point we're done, right? In terms of for now.
Kinda, sorta. Well, next week will be the Halloween show.
Oh right, okay.
That's October 28th. That's with Lopaka
Kapanui. But for like the political stuff.
And then after that, then I'm gonna try and get Councilman Joy Manahan on.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's
okay.
Coming.
Okay.
And then Kelly Kitashima is gonna be coming on as well. I'm gonna try and sneak them in.
Got it.
I don't know if people are familiar with Kelly Kitashima. She is the person running in Ige's former seat.
Mm-hmm.
Ige used to run, Ige was Pro City, and that's where she's running from. She's got unique ideas as far as the tiers, as far as restaurants reopening. So it's a different deal with her. And then we're going to do the election show, probably doing the election night live.
Mm-hmm.
And then the day after will be the post wrap up show, which would be on a Wednesday. That'll be November 4th. And then that will be with Andrea Tupola, who ran for governor.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
So she will be joining in on the fun, and that's the latest. So as far as the political stuff, we got a few more to go with, but the candidates are all done.
Okay, yeah. So you're then with the candidate series maybe then, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I personally, just as like a citizen, appreciated it because this was a way to get a real good insight into the candidates that was unique because, sure, you watch the debates, you read their social media, stuff
right.
like that, but it's very canned, it's very structured.
Yes.
This was a way to get to know them and actually get a feel for them. It was even tough sometimes to get a feel for them in the debates.
Sound bites.
Sound bites, time limits.
Right.
To have this relatively unstructured hour with one person where they clearly you were building this rapport with them, so they felt comfortable to talk to you. It really helped me in terms of making sure I made an educated, informed decision on voting.
Right.
I hope all of you out there vote, by the way.
Right, hopefully, right? Yeah. Just not do fitness, you know. Yeah. Be full circle. Yeah. But that was basically it. It was just to inform everyone, because people, I felt, especially in Hawaii, mm-hmm. now more than ever, we need to be more informed.
Definitely.
About what's going on in this city, in this country, really. And that was really it, just to get everybody more information and to have them talk and have them to be themselves as much as they can, make them as comfortable as they can, and mm-hmm. have them go on tangents and rants and whatnot and let them to do so. And you'll see the real conversation come out, possibly.
The person behind the politician.
Right. It's not just sound bites and the timers. And so I hope everybody out there took that information and dug it. And it was a learning experience, to say the least. And still learning. Shout out to everybody that watched the Rick Blangiardi interview live. You ain't going to see that again.
Yeah.
So I've officially become knee deep in the political shit because of this. So
he's in it, gang.
Well, that's another story that it.
I'm trying to get over it. Just happened. But then, you know.
It's fresh on the mind.
Someone wants to do the fitness shit. So I'm like, all right, let's do it. I mean, I got freaking all kinds of behind the scenes bullshit. But you know, fitness continue.
You need to still focus on your health.
And there you go.
You know, can't let everything else go.
So see, if I have my life going to possible shit, I'm still going to have to go and do this.
Life because still goes on.
We got to continue. We need to move on, right? That's exactly right.
Yeah. We're living our truth, as they say.
How do you spell that? T-R-U-F?
Yes. That's how I spell it.
Right, all right. Yeah. Shout out Mrs. Drizzy. if you catch my... What is the topic today? What are we doing?
Okay, so I wanted to continue with nutrition. Oh. We had kind of taken a diversion last week because we were talking about the Honolulu Club. It just happened.
Yes, that was a hoot.
So
Korean bars and
I mean, I think we did like 15 minutes of actually the Honolulu Club, and everything else was weird.
We just moved into
but
Korean
that's okay.
Bars.
It is what it is. So this time, still talking about nutrition, and again, I get it; it can get super boring. So I was thinking, I'll just throw out a few of the foods that, like, I know for myself, I wish the myth of it being quote-unquote healthy would just die already in that sense. So I'm going to just throw out a food and then let you get your take on it.
Okay, it's foods. Okay, we're covering
it's,
foods.
It's foods, yes. So, okay. And then maybe I'll take a step back and say, like, just a quick recap of the previous nutrition episode. We were just kind of talking more on the lines of trying to minimize the amount of, like, liquid calories you take in, because that can really blow your whole where am I going with that?
Well, for a second I thought you said blow your hole.
I did say blow your hole,
but then you paused.
I know.
So it really meant, like,
because of the way I knew I was saying it, I meant whole, because I was gonna say your whole entire
thank you
caloric budget.
Yeah,
that's what I meant to say. I didn't. Anyway, so
this is like 2 weeks in a row. I like it. I like the sexual overtone of this. It's kind of.
Well, we are in Havana.
Whatever it's so. For ratings, and we're in Havana Nights. Shout
I will
out to
do whatever the hell.
La Lombada. If that's still a thing in 2020.
It should be somewhere.
Only us, because we're old, will remember the Lombada.
Yeah. I thought that when I saw that movie poster. And I almost thought it was, because I just remember seeing it at, like, it wasn't even a Blockbuster. It was like just a VHS rental.
Diamond Head Video.
Something like that. But it was in Aiea, because I lived in Aiea at the time.
Okay.
And I just remember seeing it and I felt like, ooh, this is a dirty movie.
It's The Forbidden Dance.
And it was it was a silhouette of a guy, like, with his hand down the girl's thigh.
Of course,
right?
As they should be.
Yeah. And I was like, this is
you got that excited over a cover,
well,
a VHS cover.
I was like, No, it was a poster.
It was a poster.
Like, okay. They were advertising.
All right. Up. Oh, just a big poster right in your face.
Yeah,
just like,
and I just remember looking up and right. I was like 5 or whatever.
Wow. Well, you went through puberty quick.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what year that was. How can you be 5?
I just remember I was young.
Was this like late 80s? La Lombada?
Well, I thought
early 90s.
No, I thought it was late 80s.
Something like that, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know who's in the movie. But
no, I don't know who.
It was a thing. It was a trend. We may talk about that next week at this point. We talk about fitness dancing and sexual innuendo. Time for foods.
Okay. So here is the first one. Soy. Soy as a healthy food. What?
Okay.
So this is like saying...
Okay.
Well, first of all, do you think it is a health food? And if it is not, all right. You know, that kind of a thing.
Okay.
People still think it's across the board healthy.
Something to be used as an alternative to things.
Yes.
Well, if this was like the 70s or 80s, you might be onto something.
Okay.
But people don't take into account the word known as digestion. Some people cannot digest soy.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work at a place called Downer Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Soy up the yin yang over there.
That's right.
They
That's
love right. it because it's a vegetarian store.
Yeah.
They sub soy out, soy in for everything. Everything.
As a protein alternative,
As
right?
the protein alternative because that's the one thing that they need. So if you're a vegetarian, if you're doing that out of religious belief, what have you, end of story.
Yes.
I get it. It's fine. If you're doing it as a alternative to protein and you eat meat,
mm-hmm.
why?
Yeah.
What's the reasoning for it? If you don't want to eat too much red meat for health reasons, okay. See, that's the thing with these food situations because it's going to be everybody's different.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always going to be everybody's different. That's why as a trainer, you shouldn't be prescribing a meal plan, mm-hmm. a specific meal plan for this very reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because we throw out things like soy. If you're a pro soy person and you're going to give all your clients soy just because you like it, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
Right.
So when it comes to soy, you got to look at the person as far as allergic or not. Big factor. People always don't take into account or remember. There's things called allergies.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't give anybody anything.
Yeah.
So then you have that and you have the digestion issue. But as something as, if you want to look at it as your main protein, look elsewhere if you are able to eat other things. I guess to summarize, if you wanted to look at it for a protein source.
Yeah. And what about like, I remember maybe about 10 years ago, a lot of the supplement companies were kind of coming out and shitting on soy because they were saying it was like the additive soy was cheap and it was a way to it's not the best and if anything it might have those what do they call it, the estrogenic,
it could have estrogenic properties.
Right. So they say stay away from it if you can't,
right,
if you don't need to have soy,
right. And of course that was a thing that was be promoted a lot with male supplement companies being use whey protein, for example, which I'm sure we'll talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But use whey protein rather than soy because soy, too much, turns into estrogen.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be a girly man. So there's that. But the bottom line is, you look at why are you doing it? Why do you think you need it?
Mm-hmm.
And go from there. That's really what it is. It's not the cure-all. No food is the cure-all here.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go on an all-soy diet, first of all, ask yourself why.
Yeah.
Then who told you this? Or vice versa.
Right.
And go from there.
Yeah. I mean, I can't see too many people saying, I just love that tofu. I love the taste.
Go to
of
Down
it.
Earth.
Oh, okay.
Hey, boy, I got news for you. They love it.
Okay.
Better than beef stew. Teri tofu.
I mean.
And some of the stuff, I got to say, I give them credit. Shout out to, they can make it taste somewhat similar.
I get it. That's true.
Like beef stew, really. If you look at beef stew as a whole, if you get the right seasoning, it's vegetables anyway. The beef is there, of course. If you can sub out the beef broth and the beef situation, you could probably pull it off.
I guess so, yeah.
Teri tofu, okay. Texture-wise, that's an issue.
Yeah.
Are you down with the texture of tofu? But the flavoring is there because it's teriyaki. You marinate the thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It comes down to, why are you doing it? Is this religious? Is this personal preference? Don't make it like this is the end all and I'm a pro soy. Like you said, I don't see anybody like the Soy Fan Club Facebook page or anything. Right, maybe right. There is. I digress. But I don't see that as being the end all. And that's okay. Not as far as a healthy food.
Yeah, yeah. So. Yeah, I think that makes sense. It's just, I just remember at one, like, I remember in the 80s, that was like the thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, soy means it's healthy.
That was big because then they're pushing that as the protein alternative.
Right.
And then it moved into whey protein, milk protein,
yeah.
Egg protein.
Yeah.
You could get egg. I'm pretty sure you can get powdered egg protein now.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then now they have peanut butter powder.
Yeah,
if they you've do. Seen that on the stores, which is a phenomenal thing if you ever check that out, because you just add water, you got peanut butter,
yeah.
And it's the fat is gone.
It's like 90% of the fat is
stripped
out.
So that's the evolution of all of these different proteins. So,
well, along those lines too, then, like in terms of, because we mentioned it, I think this is a myth where they say just automatically because you're vegetarian or vegan, you're automatically either gonna lose weight. Or you're automatically way healthier than a meat eater.
Not going to happen.
Yeah.
No. Because there's a thing called sweets. And there's a lot. And there's a thing called carbs. As a worker of Down to Earth and dealing with, and this was the King Street one, meaning it was close to UH, which is close to a college, which is close to younger kids. Younger kids are trying to find themselves. What do they like to do when they find themselves? They like to do vegetarian shit.
Yeah.
And they like to be spiritual. So they don't want to eat meat anymore, but then they'll just end up eating Snickers and French fries because that's better for life. Therefore, weight gain. Plenty weight gain. Saw that a lot in Down to Earth. A lot of people were not... I don't think anybody's watching. I left there in 2004, so they're probably dead. So as far as people's body structure, I'll never forget. There was basically only two people that I came across that were fit, that worked at Down to Earth.
Okay.
So then, of course, I'm like, so what do you eat? Meat, of course.
Duh.
So, yeah, there's meat people that work there. I mean, it's not all... a certain religion. Wink, wink. But people do eat meat. I ate meat when I was working there.
Yeah.
That's how it is. He's eating meat.
Only meat eater would honk his horn, I think.
That's out of anger, right? Because meat causes anger, says the vegetarian. So you would see a lot of overweight people in Down to Earth, not in shape people, not ripped people. You'd see the lanky people.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd see the very skinny people.
The yoga-ish
Yeah, people. You see either two dramatics, very skinny or very overweight, just not in shape. That's what I would see as far as that goes.
I always had like a pet theory too. I don't know if this is necessarily true or not, where I would think like if I restrict myself so much where I'm very limited in terms of what, for the one macro meaning protein, I can only eat certain things like,
okay.
If you're not careful about it, you start under eating it and then your body starts just craving calories. And so now you're going to overeat the carbs and stuff in an attempt to try and satiate, even though really your body's saying, no, I need more protein.
Right.
I always thought that was another issue for that.
Well, and then that goes into the, I guess if you want to cover like a diet, like the low carb diet, something like that, if that was what you had on the agenda today.
Yeah, but I do have those, the diets on
the Atkins.
Yeah.
So if you want to look at the Atkins diet, you're doing the Atkins diet. What is the Atkins diet is, first of all, it's basically no carbs. Mm-hmm. You're not doing carbs. You're eating meat. You get to eat bacon. You get to eat all the meat and fat,
meat
all you
and
want.
Fats.
Right? So then you always would have that person with that agenda going into a store like Down to Earth asking for Atkins products. Saw that all the time.
Okay.
Because people just do not know. People are uninformed, right?
And it was really big at one point, right? Atkins was...
Early 2000s.
Yeah, it was everywhere. About everybody was doing it.
Yeah, 2002 to 2006, I want to say.
A lot of people were eating pork rinds.
Pork rinds, right.
It was like the one thing we could eat.
There was a week-by-week process you had to do for Atkins to wean off carbs, right? Like, you weren't supposed to eat tomatoes, for example, for like certain several amount
really?
Of weeks. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Okay. So,
like, little specificities of that. You could drink red wine, for example.
Okay.
But then the bacon, all that. And then Atkins finally came out with his own product line, which really
That's
took
right.
off because he had
right.
bars, like chocolate bars.
Yeah.
They had peanut butter cup stuff.
Didn't he even have like his own ketchup and stuff?
Yeah, the Atkins ketchup, right. There was Atkins okay. bread, which was Jeez. A which was a phenomenon in itself because when that came out, people went apeshit on that. Because what is bread, right, people?
Right.
So the low-carb bread thing became a major thing. And I tripped right. out when I first saw this thing. When I first saw the case come in of Atkins bread, I was like, what is this shit? And you would eat it, and it was not bad.
It was close enough.
Yeah.
To kind of scratch
strange.
That itch.
You're right. It needed to be kept in the freezer, much like people that know of Ezekiel bread.
Yeah, the sprouted bread.
Sprouted bread. The reason why it's kept in the freezer is because there's no preservatives. So that's the reason why. It's really naturally made bread. That's okay. why it's very grainy and you see the nuts and everything inside. Well, it was similar to, but that was what the Atkins bread was doing.
Okay.
And it was a phenomenon. I mean, so much that even Ezekiel came out with a low-carb bread. Everybody was coming out with a low-carb bread at that point to battle Atkins because his
yeah.
products, people were so involved in the Atkins thing that I would see people that were obese would get a cartload of just all Atkins. They'd buy up cases
just
of the bars.
Whatever had his name on it.
Right.
Give it to me.
All the bars, all the peanut butter cup, they had the ketchup, they had the bread. There was a lot of stuff that was on the shelf. It wasn't refrigerated.
Like dressings and...
You had dressings. It was a lot of stuff that were like add-ons.
Yeah.
You had chips. You had Atkins potato chips.
I had chips. That's right.
Just think of all of the carb things out there that would be heavy in sugar or carbs. He
yeah.
made an Atkins version of it.
Which is brilliant.
Right.
I think it's marketing-wise.
But then there's a catch to that too, though.
Right.
If you sell something that's low fat, what is usually the thing that they increase? Sugar.
Yeah.
If you sell something that's low sugar, what are they going to increase? The fat. Atkins likes fat. So, once again, if you stay on that plane for weeks on weeks of just all fat, will you lose weight? Perhaps. Will you lose fat? Not really. Fat needs to burn fat.
Yeah.
But if you're doing only fat, you're not going to be losing all the fat.
Yeah.
So there's that catch. And then plus they need to make it taste good. So there's sodium.
Right.
Sodium galore.
Yeah, that's right.
Gotta watch out. And then you got the sweetener, artificial sweetener in there. Gotta watch out. Because some of those sweeteners can mess you up, make
yeah.
you want to get sweets.
Yeah, they'll trigger that.
They'll trigger
cascade
that.
Effect
you gotta watch
hormonally.
Out.
Yeah.
So there's all these little catches. It's not cut and dry, even if you're going to just simply say, I'm going to be an Atkins guy. It really isn't. And will you lose weight probably in the first month if you did all that?
Yeah.
I would say yeah.
Yeah.
But for the long term, you're going to be cool month two, month three, month four?
Yeah.
You're going to have to eat carbs sooner or later. It's going to be inevitable.
It's going to be, yeah.
And then we even cover the final thing, fiber.
Oh, yeah.
If this shit don't have fiber, no pun intended.
I know.
It's going to be a problem, all right? There's going to be something stuck. And you may need something from the cereal school to help you out, but this doesn't have fiber either. This is technically a low-carb... Sorry, cereal school. I know you're not our sponsor. This is a low-carb thing.
Yes. Yeah, that is.
And this is, in essence, an example of an Atkins product. Okay, so if I look down the line, it says zero fiber, right? This has zero sugar. This
yeah.
has the artificial sweetener, which is 4 grams. Sodium is 30 milligrams, so that's good. 3.5 grams of fat, though, per
yeah.
this little bag. That's how you make the thing tasty. That's
no free lunch, also.
For example. No free lunch.
Yeah.
So there's all of that, too. You make sure there's fiber. You got to have fiber.
Yeah.
You gotta get
the colon to blow. And shout out to SNL.
God, that was the best
Phil Hartman
commercial.
Rest in peace.
Oh, my gosh.
But he wasn't wrong.
30,000?
Right? Super colon blow? It would take over 300. Look it up on YouTube. It's
the best, there. Gang. Look it up on YouTube. It's
colon
one of the
blow.
Parody Hartman. Commercials ever.
It was like from the 80s.
Yes, it was.
So yeah, so that's my long-winded thing on the Atkins
but
diet.
That's perfect,
I guess.
Because that leads to my other like myth of you're always going to hear some guy or girl or whatever non-binary person say, we're equal opportunity here. They'll just say, keto, dude, keto. Keto's the best. Or intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting's the best. Oh, no, gluten-free. Go gluten-free. That's the best.
Right.
And so what, I mean, like, really, you're saying it's okay. Not the diet. It's can you sustain this for the long term and be consistent?
Correct. Right? Yes.
So take it away. Keto. All right. Keto IF, diet. Okay. Whatever.
And then shout out to the last clip that posted, because the clip started, it was me doing this. So it looked like if you weren't listening to it, it's like I was crying. So shout out to you choosing that clip, because I have you doing the clips now that I post on the Instagram. And every time I scroll by it and it's just me doing this, it's like, what's my problem? What did I do wrong here?
Aaron is so stressed.
And I don't even know what the topic was in the thing, but it just looks like I'm crying. And it's like, I don't even know what we were talking about. But Korean bars at that point. So, okay.
Who doesn't cry at a Korean bar?
I haven't gone to one. I would love to cry there. I would love to cry at the Korean bar.
Tier three.
So the keto, to the keto people out there, to the intermittent fasting people out there, to all you guys, let's bunch this up because it's all the same answer. All right. How long are you foreseeing yourself doing this?
Right.
That's it. You're going to be a fan of the Atkins. You're going to be a fan of keto. You're going to be a fan of paleo. You're going to be a fan of intermittent fasting.
Yeah, paleo is the other one, yeah.
All of them. Okay. Can you see yourself realistically doing this for how long? They have 30-day plans. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Mm-hmm. If you're going to 30 and cycle on and off, okay, that's fine.
Maybe to kickstart something.
That's fine, right. And if you want to return back to it a month or every other month, okay.
Yeah.
But don't go out there and say like you're the number one fan of the keto diet or that's the best and then everybody shut up. I mean, you're just going to sound like a fool and you're going to most likely get people annoyed of you and you're going to have less friends and then you can go and do the keto diet all you want by yourself, all right, if you're that kind of person. So look at what you're trying to do and look at how are you going to realistically do this for the long term and do you see this working out for you in the long term or is this an act of desperation for yourself because you're trying to do anything you can to lose weight.
Yeah.
That's the reason why, or maybe something internally healthy that you're trying to take care of.
Yeah.
Because you know, look at it, paleo is not just a losing weight thing. You may not even lose any weight on these things.
Right.
It's just internally, health-wise.
Yes.
Coming back to digestion from earlier.
Yes.
People got digestion problems. It's a not talked about
it's not,
thing, really, right?
People aren't even aware of it for themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
People just make fun of people with the gluten-free thing. It's more than the gluten-free thing.
It's way more than that, yeah.
So look at it. If you're doing this for health, understandable. Just look at how are you going to maintain that month two, month three, month four. Are you cycling on and off? The intermittent fasting people are different. They're thinking they got some quick scheme kind of shit.
But it's like, anabolic, right?
Yeah, exactly. The intermittent fasting is the Amway of the diet world, right? It's some cheap money-making scheme, pyramid thing that they think they're going to just do and be successful with, all right? Here's the thing. You're not going to eat from, 7 at night to 2 in the afternoon the next day.
Normally that's, normally.
Right, but something along
like
the lines of that.
It's a 12 to 16 hour window where you're not eating.
So you're going to tell, bro, I'm only going to eat from 2 to 7, okay? And that's all I do. It's great. I just do that. It's great. It's huge. So you're going to do that.
It's beautiful.
And what are you going to eat between 2 and 7? Are you going to go get Gracie's? Are you going to go get fast food? You gonna get ramen? I get soy. What are you gonna do? That's the problem. People think that because they're fasting, like they're gonna get blood tests or something, that they can now just go eat whatever the hell shit they want. And they think, yeah, it's okay because I'm only eating between 2 and 7.
Right.
No. Big problem. Big common problem.
Oh, yeah.
And then you let that run, that's gonna screw you up internally. That's going to screw up your organs internally. Because your organs are going to be like, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, yeah. It's literal feast and famine.
Right. What are you doing to us inside of you that we're waiting for you to give us nutrients or something? We're waiting between 2 and 7 when we can eat.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
And they're signaling. Your body is signaling, hey, we like something.
Right. So, once again, if you do it correctly, big factor, and how long are you going to do this correctly for? And then how many days you do this in a week? You can't be fasting every day.
No.
Usually you start off with like 1 or 2 to just get yourself used to it, right?
Yeah.
Start from there. And in those 1 to 2, don't be all excited that, okay, I'm just not going to eat. Okay, here we go. I'm just not going to eat till 2. Oh my goodness. Oh my God, it's so hard. I just drinking water and I'm doing my protein water. No. And that don't count either.
Yeah, okay? Actually, that doesn't count.
I'm just going to do my coffee.
Yeah.
Okay. But then when it comes time to eat, what are you going to eat? That's bottom line. That's the fasting, people.
Actually, I did try intermittent fasting, and I found it, even for myself, it's you do get so hungry that you will overeat. Or what I noticed, and I was not comfortable with, I've never had an eating disorder or anything, but I noticed I started to have eating disorder-like behaviors in the sense of that last hour, I really started to ruminate or fixate on food, and then okay, I'm going to eat this, I'm going to eat this, and then of course you do that, whatever it is, pancakes with the extra bacon and all that, and afterwards you feel horrible.
Correct.
You overindulge. Yeah, I wasn't too comfortable with how that made me feel. And all my lifts felt shitty. It was terrible. I never had a great workout, so I actually stopped.
And then that screws up your workout.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because then once you start craving for stuff, then you're just going to overindulge. That's another bottom line, like you said. And that's the thing people don't realize.
Yeah. Yeah. But there is some people that I do know that, like, specifically intermittent fasting, they all tend to be guys, though. So I think it might be have something to do with the physiology of a guy. It maybe works a little bit better. Or they love it. I think they really do thrive off of it.
I noticed that too.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if it's something internal. I'm not sure if it's something hormonal. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could research that one. But I have noticed males do fare better with it.
Where they're not just kind of like suffering through it. They're like, no, I feel great. I've never felt great on it when I tried it.
So well, maybe it's maybe it's an ego thing. I don't know. Maybe it's a male ego thing. I don't know. I don't want to speculate on that. I do notice that though.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I think that again, the bottom line is if it works for your lifestyle and you think you can do this long term and consistently and all of that good stuff, then fine. I think that's the bottom line.
Well, you got to think of long term. Yeah. That's what it is.
Definitely.
Can you diet long term?
Along those lines, maybe just so that we can make sure that people know, like, so keto is short for ketosis, right?
Yes.
So that's the one where you're eating moderate protein, almost no carbs, and high fats. So kind of hard to sustain, similar to Atkins, yeah?
Similar to Atkins, yeah. And another thing Atkins would sell would be the keto strips.
That's right. To test if you are in
ketosis. To test if you're in ketosis.
Okay.
That's what Atkins sold.
Oh, ketosis is when you use fat for energy rather than carbs or something like that, right?
Yeah. Okay. You just switch over.
Okay.
And to test that, you had keto strips. You pee on the strip.
Okay. Yeah.
That was a thing.
And then paleo is you're going to eat, quote unquote, like a caveman. So you don't eat anything processed, like no breads, obviously no potato, no cereal, school cereal.
No cereal.
Basically like meat and veggies, basically. No.
Yeah, pretty much. Meat and veggies. To summarize that, nothing processed. Usually it's the help with digestion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it makes sense in terms of helping with digestion.
Yeah.
Because you're staying away from processed things.
Right, which normally are the triggers for inflammation. Yeah.
Right. And that's the problem with America, with the processed foods. And that's why paleo has become a thing. Has become a very popular thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's usually a 30-day program that you do.
Right.
And that one is a cycle on and off situation. I'm sure there's other ways to do it to keep going. But usually I hear the 30-day plan is the plan.
So. Okay. Yeah, just for those of you out there, if you might have heard what those terms, maybe you've heard the terms floating around and you're not sure what those are. But, and then like Aaron was mentioning, intermittent fasting or IF is just, you know, you fast for a little bit, eat for a little bit, fast, eat. So there's different windows and stuff like that, but that's what that is.
Yeah.
And I guess like, even for the, like, still talking about like vegetarian and vegan, in theory, it's healthier in the sense of if you're saying, well, a lot of animal proteins can have a have like high fat or
sure,
you know, that
of
kind
course.
Of thing. So not to say that it's we're totally shitting on vegetarian or veganism as a lifestyle. Just saying, it's not a free for all. I think more than anything.
It's if you're doing it for religious belief, if you're doing it because it's cruelty to animals, mm-hmm. I get it, mm-hmm. 1,000,000%. Yeah. You have the pescatarians,
yeah.
that eat fish,
I mean,
but do not eat meat.
Again, gross. That's never going to be me. But
there's only one you, Summer. Right. So with all of that, there's two spectrums to look at. If it's religious belief, mm-hmm. if it's cruelty to animals, if it could be just internal problem where just meat does not digest well for yourself.
Yeah.
You mentioned wrestling earlier. There's a guy, if people are familiar with wrestling, his name is Daniel Bryan. He's a guy who's currently a wrestler now.
Okay, I don't know anything about the wrestlers right now.
Don't worry, not many people do.
Yeah.
But the point I'm making with this guy is he's a very popular wrestler to the people now. He was having problems with digestion. He was having stomach problems and all kind of ailments and all kind of issues. And he was getting injured a lot. And his body was falling apart. He went to vegan.
Whoa.
Switch out to total vegan. And he's okay now, basically.
Wow.
Injuries are better. He's currently wrestling again. He had retired for a bit because he had all kinds of head trauma. He's had on top of all of his other injuries. But it was him turning vegan that kind of set the tone for him returning and him being he's still in great shape. His body yeah. mass has remained. It's all because
impressive.
Of a digestion situation.
Yeah.
And if anybody look up Daniel Bryan and him being a vegan, and that is, you're going to see the story of that, where it was a major lifestyle change that he had to do because he wanted to try. A doctor recommended, why don't you just try that to help with your overall inflammation,
great,
pain,
great.
All that stuff. And it worked.
And it worked.
There's that.
I so, guess that's the, that's, well, and that's the takeaway too, right? Oh, I didn't say my disclaimer. So at this point, you know, we're not medical doctors, but this isn't medical advice. You should talk to a doctor or a registered dietitian.
Yeah, we're already getting sued. That's it.
They can't sue us. We're in international waters. We're in Havana. They can't.
Then they'll get a shot. Is what they won't tell us where the bodies are buried. So once again, shout out to the cereal school. If you got any money to bail us out, please do so. If you see this video, Summer, you're making a clip of this because we're gonna need us to bail us out because we're gonna get shot in Havana for all this medical advice we're giving. Jesus.
I meant to ask you, what is your top three wrestlers, favorite wrestlers?
Oh God. Jesus.
I always meant to ask you.
Really?
Or is it right. Do I have to go like era? Because I don't even know the old school era.
Oh no, that's fine. I mean that's our era.
Well let's go with WWF era. Because that's
okay.
that's
well, my era. I'll go with in no particular order.
No
I'll
particular
Rick,
order.
Ric Flair.
Nature
I'll go
boy.
Steve Austin. Because I go with the personality.
Okay.
I go with the mannerisms of how they talk, of how they are portray themselves and how they're able to talk.
Yeah.
And how they're able to improv talk and all of that. It's not scripted the
Those
way that they
talk.
Those
guys are geniuses, you're right.
So it's that type of style, the demeanor, all that. So you got that. And then, this is a tough question.
Well, why you think of it, let me tell you. I always thought...
I know who you're going to say.
Well, no.
Oh,
the
what?
Name Nature Boy.
Oh, yeah.
I love that name. And I was thinking, that would be a great... rapper name for a girl if you said B-O-I.
Once again, there's only one Summer. And
Nature Boy.
I got it. Yeah, I'm surprised no one has used it.
Right?
Maybe it's got copyright on it.
Oh.
But then if you change the lettering.
Yeah, B-O-I. Right? Yeah. Nobody take something. It. I took it, okay? I'm saying it's public. I made it mine. Okay.
There's your disclaimer.
For my rap career.
I
go you, ahead.
You're
go
gonna rap
it.
Something. You're gonna rhyme something. That'll be next week's
Why
show.
Would I take it if I don't have a rap.
We're gonna create a rap, and Summer will rap it on next week's show. That's it. That's all we're gonna do.
Okay. Talk,
and then do that from the Korean bar. Okay. So the third one.
Yeah, third one.
It's tough because there's a lot of okay. I'm gonna have to just say a name just to save time. I would have to go Mick Foley.
Oh,
once again, because. An all-around personality. He had a New York Times bestseller.
That always blew my biography. Mind. That blew my mind.
Number one. And it was good. It was, if you're a fan, you're going to love it. If you were not, it's still very interesting.
Oh, it was like really a good story.
It's a good story. Okay. It's a real story. The audiobook, if you can find the audio version, is great because he's doing the audio.
Oh, I love when they
he's
do that.
Telling
I love
it.
When the author
And then he does impersonations of when he's talking to people. So he'll do the Ric Flair when he's having a meeting with Ric Flair.
Are you serious?
It's great. And then he'll say like stuff like, oh, sorry, I swore if you have kids in the car as you're listening to this. He'll make little jokes throughout the thing as he's reading the book because he knows he's doing the audio book and you're listening to it in the car.
So it's basically like an extended one-man show.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. It's the most entertaining audiobook I've ever had.
Ever heard. Check it out.
If it's still available, you could probably download it somewhere.
Maybe like Audible.
Something like that, right. So, but yeah. So once again, it's the personality and just because it's acting and to
it's
a performance.
For sure.
It's a hell of a performance. And so I look at it. What led you to ask me the three questions, three wrestlers? What led to that?
I've been thinking.
Was I talking about wrestling? Oh, I was talking about Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, that came up.
That's right.
Yeah.
Vegan.
Yeah, that came up.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, that was why I thought of it.
Mine
are not.
What are your three? Here we go.
Mine are not that fun now that I think about it.
I know what one of them are.
What?
Ricky Steamboat. I know you a little bit.
Yeah, that's my favorite one. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Yeah.
And your reasoning was because he was from Hawaii.
And he's not.
He's not from Hawaii. That was all part of this, the act, the shtick.
I feel like so.
When did that crush you?
It did. I'm telling you, I was so upset. And I wasn't a kid when I found out. I was so angry. I was a teenager. I had stopped I'd already transitioned from wrestling to like MMA.
Okay.
And I was still mad. I felt so betrayed that a local boy was not local.
Right.
How dare you?
They basically told him he was from that because he looked Asian.
That was it. He's not even Asian, right?
Isn't he Hispanic? That's a good question. Because he's not full.
Yeah. I know he's Hapa.
Yeah, he's Hapa.
Okay.
He's got to be Asian.
Man.
He's got to be Japanese.
He played it so hard, too. Like, you cannot do that nowadays.
You can't.
But, the whole, like, enter the dragon, like...
Right.
Okay.
He had the whole shtick. He had the look.
Worked. All right. But, yeah, him.
Okay.
Ultimate Warrior.
Okay.
And then... So, like, the last one is, what's his name now? Wait. I'm drawing a blank on the guy's last name. What is his name? Oh, no.
Uh-oh. What does he look like?
Oh, no. Well, this guy's actually newer. Rey Mysterio? Is that his name?
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. He was fun. I liked him.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'll
tag team.
Really?
Just one. Give me just one.
Oh, just one?
Yeah, you can just give me one.
Oh, Road Warriors. Legion of Doom. There's no... nothing else.
Yes, there is.
They're the best. There's the
no,
tops.
No, it's
There's
nothing Demolition. It is not the Road Warriors.
They can
Warriors.
Go take a cup and shut the hell up, all right? They ripped off the Road Warriors. That was a ripoff of the Road Warriors because they couldn't get the Road Warriors to come to WWF.
The Road Warriors just had football pads and put spice on
and
it.
And paint on their face.
Demolition.
They're in better shape than Demolition.
Yeah. Okay, they were yoked.
Demolition looked like they're doing an Atkins diet.
They were on the Atkins diet, but they looked scary because they had this kind of S&M vibe going on.
Okay, right.
They were a little darker, like edgier.
And thus, that's why, because you're a darker kind of gal. Doesn't that make it mysterious on everyone about Summer, isn't it?
And they had Mr. Fuji.
Right.
I got to meet him. Because he's my auntie's best friend back in the day. It was his dad.
Oh.
Yeah. So I had my doll.
Wow.
If you guys remember the toys, the rubber.
Oh, the big rubber dolls. Yeah.
So I had one of Mr. Fuji.
Right.
So I was at the wedding. So I'm this tiny little girl with my Mr. Fuji doll. And I go walking up to him.
Yeah,
and
I think he told me this.
Yeah, and I asked him if he could autograph it.
Oh, what did he say?
He loved it. He's like,
right. He tripped out, right? Yeah.
So he signs it, and it's at the head table, and they're all like, "What is that? What is that?" I don't even recognize him because I'm a kid, right? And he's not Mr. Fuji because he's wearing a little shirt.
Right.
He's not doesn't have the top hat.
Top hat and the coat.
Tuxedo and the cane.
Right.
So I'm telling my mom, "That's not Mr. Fuji." She's like, "That's." Just go up there and ask him.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a little thing, but anyway.
Wow, that's great.
I wish I still had that doll. I don't know where it went.
That's amazing. If you have that doll, it would be insane.
I know.
There'll be
toys. I'm really upset. I don't know what happened to it.
I'm sure it's around.
It better
You have
be.
To find it now.
I have to.
And it's going to, you have to put it on this video.
I know.
You have to fly it into Havana and then train it and put it on this table.
Yeah. I'll figure out a way to get it here. Wow. Have to do it by carrier pigeon or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that sums up why I like Demolition then. I don't see why not. On top of that, because it's Fuji.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's from Hawaii. Okay.
Exactly. But yeah.
Got it. Okay.
I did want to get your thoughts on going back to the nutrition thing. Like, one of the things that I like to suggest to people is to just say, well, rather than say, don't do this and take away that and don't eat this.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to suggest adding something. So what I mean by that is to say, well, if you're craving something, drink a glass of water because you might be dehydrated.
Okay.
Or yeah. Eat like either like a salad or like a something like veggie related before. So you're adding so that you, first of all, your stomach is full and you just won't eat as much. Or
right.
That might even satisfy the craving. What do you think about that?
Okay. Well, not as easy as it may sound.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you weren't eating it before, there's probably a reason why you weren't eating it before.
Yeah.
Because you didn't like it.
That's true.
So the whole mindset of people, when they think of dieting, and if they're not thinking of all these diets mentioned, they have to eat vegetables.
Yeah.
People don't like vegetables.
People don't like veggies.
Vegetarians don't like vegetables.
Yeah.
So all the good stuff that is going to be recommended by whoever.
Yeah.
Is always going to be met with just a grain of salt. We will nod our head and be like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know I need to eat a salad.
You're right.
But I haven't had a salad in 10 years. But I know it's supposed to be good for me. I don't really technically know why it's supposed to be good for me, but I know it's good food and I know it's healthy. I don't really know why.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm supposed, why do I supposed to eat lettuce for? Why do I eat, you know, all of that stuff. So you got to, so it's just the mindset again. You got to just change your mindset of, you're going to add these things in. Why are you adding them in? And maybe taking into account the reason you're adding them in is because it's you're taking a supplement. Like you're taking a vitamin.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm doing my 4 broccoli today as part of my supplementation routine.
Yeah, that's
a
good way
to change the mindset of it. Rather than I'm just going to, I got to get a salad. Where am I going to get a salad? I don't want to make a salad. I'm late.
Oh, I don't want to cut this up. And
right.
Gonna...
So then why don't you just go to the market and then buy like 1 broccoli.
Yeah.
Cut the 1 broccoli and then divvy it up somehow where you take it as like 3 broccoli stems a day.
Yeah.
Start
yeah.
in whatever kind of psychological way you can do
yes.
to just make it not feel like it's such a chore because you hate eating broccoli, for example.
Yes.
You know?
Small manageable chunks.
Try small manageable chunks, whatever you can. A lot of people's issue too is they don't get enough protein.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody loves to just do the yogurt, and then they get the protein from there, or they do a bread, or they do a cereal. Not shout out to
you. Not, no.
But people do not do enough protein throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Women, especially.
Particularly women, yeah.
So how do we implement that? And then that's another thing to look at. How are you going to look at using protein as a daily supplementational situation? Do you go the protein powder? Perhaps, but not really. That's not food.
Yeah.
Then you'll be dependent on that.
Yeah.
So then do you do like the hard-boiled egg situation? Can you tolerate doing hard-boiled eggs? People mostly cannot. Okay. Do it without the yolk? Oh, God. Without the yolk? Are you
what
kidding
am I,
me?
An animal?
Exactly. I'm going to waste the yolk? All right. Then don't waste the yolk. But then see if you can do 1 or 2 eggs a day.
Yeah.
As like a multivitamin. Like a multivitamin.
Looking
not
at it
to
like a multivitamin.
Substitute it.
Right, right.
It's the mindset. It's changing the mindset. And it's the same situation with food. It's the same situation with exercise.
Start slowly, small.
Right.
But just consistently.
And don't just quit something cold turkey. Don't just go all in on something. You got to moderation throughout.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For the long haul here. We're talking the long haul.
Yeah.
We're not talking 30 days. We're not talking 60 days. We're talking the life, you know? See where you go from there. You like eating eggs in the morning, two hard-boiled eggs in the morning? Okay, see if you can move on to other types of things in life.
Right.
Not just week two, week three. Look at, can we keep it going?
Yeah, yeah, so, that's true. But, and I think that that's actually what a lot of behavioral experts say, is you want to make sure you break it down into teeny, teeny, tiny little manageable tasks.
Yeah.
And then just do it every day.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all you got to just look at it as a strategy. Everyone should be planning. Everyone should have plans.
Mm-hmm.
Heath Ledger was not wrong when he said, as the Joker, everyone's got a plan. He's got a plan. All of us need to have a plan.
His is to watch the world burn, but he's
it's still a plan.
It's still a plan.
So if you have a plan, stick to your plan.
Yeah.
Whether you think you have a plan or you don't, you do have a plan. You plan to wake up in the morning. You plan to go to your work. You plan to come home from work, usually. That's what you need to look at with food. That's what you need to look at with this exercising thing. Just plan it out.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to eat the salad, okay. If that really just grotesques you out, what can you substitute the salad with? Usually people eat salad for roughage.
Mm-hmm.
Usually people eat salad for fiber.
Yeah.
So then what can you do to substitute for fiber then? Go that route.
Yeah.
Don't even eat a whole salad. Just go eat broccoli like earlier.
Right.
Make something that is going to fill you up in a roughage situation. It doesn't have to be a salad. Could be cauliflower rice. That's a thing.
That's a thing, yeah.
And then do that. If you don't like the way cauliflower rice tastes, okay, try and make cauliflower fried rice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make it look like fried rice. Do what you got to do and plan.
Yeah.
And that's it. And protein, if you're not getting enough, how can you implement more protein?
Little,
if you don't like, you know.
Little bit, yeah.
And then if you're a person that's a picky eater, you can just get the hell out of here because we're not going to deal with you people because you guys got to make me sick and just be open-minded and just try and eat shit, all right? Stop being freaking closed-minded and talking about this texture. If it's a texture situation, okay. If you're freaked out by texture, I cannot help you there, all right? I don't know what to tell you. But if you're picky eater and you're saying, I don't want to eat it and you've never eaten it before, how do you know if you're not liking it or not if you haven't even tried it? If you tried it once and you say, fuck it, okay. But at least try it. At least try it. So, in turn, you may love it. You may like it. Want to try it again? And then, therefore, you have another thing to add to the arsenal of your food.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you have another option.
That's true.
So, if you're the person that says, "I hate fish," okay. If you hate fish, if you tried it, then it's fine. And you don't like it, then that's okay. Then we move on to the other things. What else can you do for protein?
Yeah.
Chicken, steak, what have you? If you're picky about everything, you can just get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna deal with that shit.
Yeah.
Everybody can find their way. Everyone can find their plan. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's,
definitely.
Yeah, to answer that.
So, in summation.
Finally. All right, really? I've been ranting enough. Are we at the end? Thank goodness.
Well, yeah, we're gonna start. Right. We're gonna slowly start. What is the analogy I wanted to get here? I was like, we're gonna slowly steer this ship.
Into the ship.
I had an analogy and it disappeared.
Well, a lot of stuff disappears when
two shout outs. So like it was from the Curve
Kamuki.
Keep it Kamuki. The reason why I needed it was because the workout shout out, second shout out to Prado Power this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Kicked my okole. So.
And he's a fan of the show.
Yes, he is.
He always says, I want to say a shout out to you personally because you give me comments about after what you watch the show. That's great.
I know. It's awesome.
Feedback. So
yes.
Shout out.
Blake.
Shout out Blake Prado.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what I did want to say was, okay, what's coming up? You already kind of mentioned on the network, we have the Halloween show.
Yeah.
And what, like on the audio, the audio only.
The audio only. Well, we have this fantastic fitness show that we do each and every week from Havana. And then on Thursdays is always Throwback Thursday where we do the 94 show. We're on episode 2. Of the 94 show, which just uploaded, and that is covering all the major hits of 1994. Like the mainstream hits that came out.
Can I just say something? So I haven't listened to the one that just came out. I listened to the first. So you're kind of setting the scene in terms of like, where was 1994?
Right.
the level of like research that Sky did for this is insane.
Yeah,
they go over the top movies, they go over the top TV shows, they go over the top news pieces, they go over the top sports, they go over the top everything you can
wrestling
think of.
Was in there.
Oh yeah, wrestling was in. I think that's what was in my mind while I'm talking about wrestling.
Oh, got it.
Sky Cameron thought about everything. And it will take you back to that time in your life. Well, like in my case, I was only 4 years old, so I don't know anything about that. I barely remember it.
Yeah, I like how you paused after you said that.
But it's amazing.
We covered everything, right?
You legitimately feel like you're going back because you constantly keep saying, "That's right, I remember that. Oh, that's right, I remember that." You'd be shocked.
So there was OJ, Tyke, which is a recurring character now on Sleep Time's Over. We need to make a Tyke shirt at this point. We've been talking about Tyke last week. Talk about Tyke on the 94 show. We got to do a special on Tyke.
Yeah. I think so. I mean, talk about something that kind of...
But yeah, that was 94. We talked about where we were as people then, like personally.
Yeah.
Like going to school and what did we do after school, buying music. So, yeah.
It was, and it's highly personal in the sense of I was actually kind of moved in the sense of when you hear Sky and Aaron talking about what they were doing back then, you're like, what was I doing? Oh yeah, I was doing that. It's a personal journey. I know that sounds like I wasn't expecting to be so nostalgic and to feel a way like I did. So I highly suggest people check it out. Yeah, it's been good. Yeah.
He's out of his mind. So that's all he does with his time. It's life. So he's going to look up everything. He researches all this. I mean, God bless him. He's
Yeah, so it was amazing.
I leave that assignment to him, and he always excels with it because he just covers everything. Episode 2 is the same situation.
And with this level of exuberance, too. It's very infectious.
Excited.
Yeah, it's very infectious.
He's never not excited.
Yeah.
You'll always be excited.
Yeah.
Especially when you talk about music. Music and movies, you'll always be excited. Everything else, I don't know. But music and movies, he's always ready, and he's on. So that's why perfect person.
He'll probably know what year Lombada came out. He would know.
He would buy his copy.
Yeah.
He knows the director, how much money he made, the budget.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Which movie house like released it and produced it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
He's got it all. Ready
okay.
We'll talk about that in episode 3 of the 94 show. Maybe the Lombada came out in 94. Wouldn't that be a quickie?
Okay.
Well, yeah. That's what's coming up, audio wise. Schedule.
Awesome. Okay. And where can we find you?
That's a loaded question.
So, I know.
You want to find me. It's Sleep Time's Over Show Instagram. We got the YouTube channel that you're currently watching right now. Please, I'm not going to do the British voice because people thought I was an Aussie. I got it. Share, subscribe, like it, and comment as well. Comments actually matter too with this whole thing. And of course, Sleep Times Over on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, sleeptimesover.com. The link is in the description of this video. And that's in a nutshell where you can quote unquote find me.
Oh, that was what I meant to say. So, like, if you want to show your appreciation for all of Aaron's hard work, and I think about all of Sky's hard work with his show too. What you can do is you go to iTunes, and if you're not already subscribed to the podcast, first of all, subscribe, right?
Yes.
And then second of all, I know you hear that all the time, rate and review it, because that actually helps a lot.
Yes.
Because what happens is if enough people do it, we get bumped up and actually new people. The algorithm algorithm Apple uses will bump you up, and so new people will discover it.
No, that's a great point.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, if you were to go to iTunes and search the word sleep, right? Shit's going to come up, right?
Yeah.
But the more reviews we get, or 5-star ratings.
Like, yeah, please, 5 stars, gang. Okay.
Right? It bumps it up to the search to the top. So it would be the top sleep.
Right.
And that's pretty impressive. Can be like the top sleep when the show has nothing to do with sleep.
Yes.
So it's stuff like that. That's algorithms.
It helps a lot. So if you can do that. Yes, right. And if you're like, I don't know what to write, then you can say that. Yeah. My suggestion is to use a line that I, from one of my favorite movies, probably the best movie of all time, North Shore. You can say, he busts his stick, he shreds so bad. Just put that in. 5 stars and put, he busts his stick, he shreds so bad. Again, that's from North Shore, okay? North Shore. That's good. So 5 stars from North Shore. Yes.
Excellent movie, yes. And that's really all you need to do. You don't need to put it to wrong.
No, you don't. So, he busts his stick, he shreds so bad. And then put 5 stars.
That review is specifically made for you. Shout out, Mrs. Drizzy. I want you to type that out. The theme of today's show is not nutrition. It's Mrs. Drizzy.
Yay! Yeah.
You guys are curious to want to see what Mrs. Drizzy looks like. Possibly. Shout out to her. The great woman.
Yes. And then lastly, if you need to reach me, I just realized the last time I said my Instagram handle, I actually misspelled my own Instagram handle, so that's problematic. Oh boy. So it's Swayze808, SWAYZEY808.
Got it.
Yeah. Actually, his is not spelled that way either. I know. Guys, I get it. I get it. It's messed up. I didn't think about all of this when I made it. Okay? That's my problem.
No, that's your, that's the way to find you.
Yes.
Yes.
Swayze808 on Instagram.
And then you know what? If you want to write a review, write a review about summer. Go on there. This is busy. And write a review about summer if you want.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey,
yeah.
I like her. You know, why not? Exactly. So, all types of ways to do it.
Communication. Yeah.
It's something that it's key.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else we got? Or?
No, I think that is it. So, tune in next week when we. We'll talk about fitness and many other things probably. But thanks. I was going to say you can... Never mind. Thank you. And we'll see you next week.